When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Parents and students are very upset about the many left-wing or inaccurate textbooks that are used to teach history in our schools. One high school student complained that the textbooks ignore historical facts and instead falsify history by spending equal time on the accomplishments of both men and women, whites and non-whites. They take care not to offend America's past enemies, but don't seem to worry about offending today's Americans. The textbook used in that student's high school, called the American Pageant, never mentions President Reagan's achievement of ending the Cold War, instead giving credit to Soviet boss Mikhail Gorbachev. Here is how this textbook describes the Reagan economic boom. The poor got poorer and the very rich grew fabulously richer, while middle-class incomes largely stagnated. Now, the fact is that the average income of all segments of U.S. society increased. Commentator Robert Holland points out that another widely used textbook, called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn, is a false book that depicts America as a continuing, centuries-old conspiracy of rich white men to exploit minorities. Some schools have canceled their courses in civics and substituted a book called Street Law, A Practical Guide. According to a director of the American Textbook Council, this book replaces conventional civics with a bleak world of torts, liability, rights, entitlements, discrimination, and self-expressive lifestyles. This textbook does not lead citizens to act as citizens of a republic, but instead trains them to pretend they are merely members of factions or clients of the lawyer class. Parents want their children to be taught American history the way it really happened, not the way the liberals or the devotees of political correctness wish it had happened.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report. If you don't want history to be rewritten, if you don't want our children to be brainwashed in school, then we encourage you to write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the History Brainwashing Report. For the sake of the future, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the History Brainwashing Report. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I can't believe it.
It's amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the best time to plant an oak tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is right now, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Lee Pitts is a very good friend of mine, although I have never, ever personally met Lee Pitts. Believe it or not, we've had him on the air. I read all of his stuff. I enjoy visiting with him over the telephone, and we agree on so many things. One of the things that we agree on is not going to town. Now, town's all right if the town doesn't have any traffic lights, if the town doesn't have a city cop, if the town doesn't have, I mean, I just think of a lot of things towns aren't supposed to have. And if it's bigger than that, it ain't a town anymore. I don't want to go. Now, Lee writes an article here, and this is going to lead into something else that I want to visit with you about today. But Lee writes an article entitled, Too Close for Comfort. He says the world is growing by 168 people every minute, and I suspect all of them are moving to my town. The global village is getting far too crowded for my taste. According to my outdated encyclopedia, the population density of the entire planet is 117 people per square mile. So the United States at 76 persons per square mile looks rather uncluttered, especially when you compare it to a place called McHale. I don't know where that is, which evidently has never heard of sex education with a population density of 69,000 people per square mile. He said, I lived in Australia for a year and found it about right at 6 people per square mile. But even that felt crowded while I waited in line to use a pub's restroom. The feeling of being crowded is not best expressed as a number. There are better ways to tell if your little hamlet is being overrun with people. For example, if there is a Walmart, sushi bar, fast food joint, Starbucks, modern art museum, oxygen bar, tattoo parlor within 10 miles of where you live, the carrying capacity has already been exceeded. If you have a sign welcoming people to your town on which the population number is bigger than the elevation, you may want to consider relocating. I wouldn't want to live anywhere where the people outnumber the cows. Other signs of a population explosion include the presence of parking meters, stoplights, speed bumps, and express lanes. If you have more than one Dairy Queen, town drunk, zip code, high school, banker, or bar, you have already had one too many. If the nearest movie theater has more than one screen or the library has more than one copy of the latest novel, you are being exposed to far too much culture. If you know your sheriff's name, see no need to lock your doors and dial a wrong local number and talk for an hour anyway, you are in a sweet spot. There should only be one homeless person in town, and the only reason he's homeless is because he's 30 years old and you finally kicked the lazy bum out of the house. It's already too crowded if you have to show an ID at the bank to cash a check or wait in line at the fireworks stand. If you go to the local cemetery for a funeral and there are two freshly dug holes, too many folks are dying to live where you do anyway. Your only traffic jam should be caused by a flock of sheep or an oversized farm implement, and there should never be anyone else in the same aisle as you at the grocery store. To be considered a decent place to live, the term rat race should apply only to rodents, and the local mall should consist of nothing bigger than a couple of gas pumps and a Quickie Mart. The elevator on Main Street should hold grain, not move people, and the words crowd control should not refer to anything other than an orange cone in the road or a velvet rope in the bank. Population density is best measured by the local newspaper. If it's a daily, there is far too much going on. The local football team should lead the news, not news from some foreign country you hope never to visit. The sheriff's log for the week should consist of mostly lost dogs, heart attacks, and fender benders, and if someone writes an anonymous letter to the editor, you should still be able to tell who wrote it. Sounds of an impending invasion include Jake brakes, sirens, and the words, "Attention, Kmart shoppers." The only tourist season your town should have is on the first day of hunting season, and if more than two cars pass your house in an hour, you are already on the road to ruin. If political candidates come to your town every 4 years, I'd be checking out real estate in some other area if I were you. Now, you know, believe it or not, I have to go along with that. I visited with Cindy a little while this morning, our Cindy here, who just returned from a trip, and she'd been to Pearl. I need to get her in here and talk about this one of these days. That'd be a good day sometime when I'm going to be gone, Jeff. Bring Cindy in and let her tell about what all she's done, because it was a wonderful trip. I mean, she's been to South Africa, and she saw zebras and all kinds of stuff, and then she was in Australia. Yeah, she was in Australia, but she didn't. She said, you know, I didn't enjoy Australia. I said, well, you didn't get out in, you got to get out, and they were in Queensland, but you got to get out away from the East Coast. You know, the people are so much different. Once you get a couple hundred miles away from the East Coast of Australia, it's like going into another world. Australia, the East Coast, you know, Sydney and all that, you might as well be in New York. I mean, there's no difference. But once you get out in the bush, then that's all to get. But anyway, she's been kind of around the world. And I said, you know, I haven't been to Africa, and she named two or three other places where they were. And I said, but you know, and it's not sour grapes, I just don't want to go. I just don't want to go anymore. And that's why I enjoyed, you know, I can watch that stuff on the Discovery Channel. I don't have any reason to go see a zebra out there or a wildebeest, a crocodile eating a wildebeest that can't cross the river. You know, I don't care. But I feel just like Lee Pitts does here. You know, if there's a speed bump in town, you're living in too big a town. Now, I talk to people all the time that feel like I do and say, well, they'll never get me off of my property. People, I want you to read some emails that I have received just today. And you'll see why the powers that breathe, the greeny weenies, the politicians, the one worlders, the globalists want us off the land, and how they're going about doing it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.com.
And we have returned. I have here an email that came from a listener, and they need some information. But he says, "Hi, in spite of myself, I have to say I do like Derry's show. He usually has a way of making his point without offending me too badly." Well, I hope so. But anyway, he says, "Derry and I both feel that government policy has let us down and has been used to steal our country. I caught part of a recent show about water and the sort of controls that are in the works around our water consumption. Whenever I mention this to people, they say, 'Oh, you've been listening to those right-wing wackos again. So I need some backup here. How would I find out more about this? Your help would be appreciated.'" Now, for whatever it's worth, I have a lot of information on water. And although I guess I'm right-wing, I don't think I'm a wacko, because everything I have here comes from some government agency. I mean, it's written in law. It's written in the United Nations treaties. It is written. Did you ever hear that before? It is written. And you can prove things that when it is written. Now, people often write me an email or a letter and say, "Could you send me some information on such and such?" Just like this fellow says on water. I have, since we've started, and it's just been in the last year or two, since we've started talking about how the powers that be are out to control our lives by controlling our water, I have kept almost all the information that I have on this, on these different subjects, and it's too much to file. If you go to the post office and you see these great big plastic mailers, you know, that you could put a briefcase in, that's what I have all my stuff on water in. Because they're coming from every direction. They're coming from the United Nations. They're coming from the State Departments. They're coming from... even from the Department of Commerce, from the Department of Justice. Now, let me give you an example here. This came just over the weekend. Watershed Protection Clean Water Resources, titled "Living in a Watershed: Preservation Resources for Neighbors and Landowners." Can get information from Mid-Missouri Regional Planning Commission. Now, this just happens to be Missouri. When we get through with Missouri and after the commercial break, I'll tell you what they're doing in some of these other states, particularly in Minnesota, where, I mean, you're not going to believe the legislation that they're kicking around in Minnesota. It's happening all over the United States. But anyway, back to this Missouri regional planning thing. This is for the following counties. Cole counties, that's where the state capital is. Monetaw County, the county I was raised in. Callaway County, we have a good affiliate there in Fulton. Cooper County, that's where Boonville is. Howard County's across the river from Boonville. Boone County is where the University of Missouri is. Now, the groundwork is laid for House Bill 1433. And these people want this law in action as fast as they can, and it will allow meters to be put on private wells. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. Now, I called a couple of individuals, and nobody seemed to know what the Mid-Missouri Regional Planning Commission is. But we have our feelers out on this, and in the next day or two, I'm sure we'll know a lot more about it. Maybe we can even get some of these people on the air. But they operate out of Ashland, Missouri, and you can bet they're planning on doing something with your water well if you live in Cole, Monetaw, Callaway, Cooper, Howard, or Boone counties. As I said, the groundwork is already laid in Missouri now. House Bill 1433 passed, signed into law. It is a law, and now they're trying to establish this in other counties. Looks to me like. I don't know. Let's hope not, but I'll bet it is. But it will allow, as one thing, it'll allow meters to be put on private wells. Now, just to show you that this isn't something that just sprung up out here in Missouri, where a bunch of hillbillies of us are, let me show you what's happening worldwide. Well, no, let me show you what's happening in Minnesota. Private property rights in Minnesota are being taken over by radical water bills, HF 826, SF 762. Now, these are states, see. This is not in Washington, D.C. This is done in a state house. Being rushed through the Minnesota legislature. They always have to rush them through. That's what happened in Missouri. The thing slipped through. Nobody knew about it. I saw some information coming from our water well and our water drillers, our well drillers association. They fired their
all their legislative representative over letting that bill get through because he said she wasn't watching close enough. You've got to ride herd. I spoke to a group out in Illinois the other day, and this was a rural electric group, and their individual legislative representative got up and said, now, he said, I read the summary of every one of those bills. And I made the point right there. I said, hey, reading the summary ain't going to get it. You're going to have to go back with a magnifying glass and read the fine print in every bit of that stuff. And I explained to him what happened in Missouri, how they got this bill, what was it again, HB 1433 through. They snuck it in. And the legislators that voted on it read a 3-page bill. But when it came out and was signed by the governor, it was like a 12 or a 14-page bill. This is how crooked and sneaky and evil these people are, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's go on back to Minnesota, where they've got something similar being rushed through the Minnesota legislature. Supporters claim quick action. Hey, we got to be quick on this. We don't have time to study it. No, I wouldn't. No, let's don't study that. It's got to be quick. Quick action on the bill is necessary to avoid development-related lawsuits. But the act is crafted so it can create an unelected green army empowered to destroy development rights and drown businesses and homeowners under sweeping new regulations. You say, yes, but that's in Minnesota. Don't you think for a minute it's not in your own state legislature. This stuff's coming from afar, people. Let me go back and show you where it is coming from. A 1-cent tax on water worldwide has been introduced at the Alternative World Water Forum in Geneva, Switzerland. A plan has been, didn't say it's being devised, a plan has been devised to equalize the global distribution of water. It's called Water for Life. Now, note the phrase in there, equalize the global distribution. How do you equalize the global distribution of water? Doesn't everyone know that there's more water in Niagara Falls than there is in the Mojave Desert? You don't equalize that. In other global... I'm kind of liking it. One of these stand-up comedians was talking about the poor people over in, one of the foreign countries where they were, you know, where they weren't getting enough food. And he said, didn't anybody ever tell them to get out of the desert? Well, they're going to equalize a global distribution of water. In other global documents, you will see the phrase, the redistribution of wealth. Is there a plan for the United States to be equalized by redistribution with third world nations? Amen, sister. It's out there. You can see it. Look at the money that goes to Mexico every year. Look at the money that goes to China every year. And look at the money that does not come into the United States every year. The United Nations, I'm back to this article, the United Nations will launch a global campaign called Water for Life as a result of a 2-day alternative World Water Forum. A global water parliament is expected to hold its first meeting in Brussels next year and would establish the rules to assure the equitable distribution of this vital resource. Now, this goes right back to the United Nations Agenda 21. We're continuing its mission to control all the world's natural resources, which means control of all the world's water, which means control of all the world's land. It's as simple as that. Many states are sneaking through legislation that would meter the wells on private property. They use the phrase monitoring, which most people don't pay that much attention. They say that they want to put a meter on your well. People are going to protest. If they want to monitor your well, maybe we'll let them do that, okay? Now, when we come back, I'm going to go back to Minnesota again because you're not going to believe some of the stuff that's in these two bills that they're trying to pass in Minnesota. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Friends, I want to tell you about Steel Span Buildings for hay or machinery storage, or if you're just needing a workshop, Steel Span Buildings will solve your storage needs. Spanning from 20 to 80 feet wide and up to any length desired, Steel Span Buildings is the largest manufacturer of Quonset-style structures in the world. Now, these buildings are designed to be built by yourself. They're easy to add on to, and because the arch has long been known for its unmatched strength, they're the strongest, most maintenance-free buildings in the industry. And most importantly, friends, these buildings are affordable. See side-by-side comparisons why steel-span buildings are clearly the better choice against standard truss-type buildings on the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. amsteelspan.com or call toll-free 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who asks, why aren't there ever any guilty bystanders? Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Okay, now let's look at some of this legislation that's being, I say being passed. At least it is in the hopper in the state of Minnesota. But the supporters say we got to have quick action on this so we don't get sued. This act is going to allow NGOs, those are non-governmental agencies, to come on your property. By non-governmental agencies, we're talking about the Sierra Club. We're talking about PETA. Okay? It's called the Clean Water Legacy Act, and it allows for citizen monitors, to collect information on Minnesota properties. The bill requires individual waste load data be collected for all point sources in the state. Now, you see, they throw these words around, and if you're not familiar with United Nations doublespeak or green talk, you don't know what individual waste load data is, and you don't even know what point source is. Point source is a source you can see, like it's running out of a pipe. Anyway, the individual waste load data is going to be collected for all point sources of the state. Minnesota law defines point source. Now, I'll define point source here as they define it in their law. It is any confined and discrete conveyance, any pipe, ditch, channel, tunnel, conduit, well, discrete fissure, container, container, you know, in state of Oregon, a rain barrel is considered point source, rolling stock, concentrated animal feeding operations, or vessel, or other floating craft from which pollutants are or may be discharged. Individual waste load data must be collected from all private septic systems. You got a septic tank in your backyard? Do you have a lagoon? Hey, we got to go check that out. All private wells. Now, again, this is in Minnesota. These bills have not passed, but you can bet somehow they'll get them snuck through, all right? All privies. I still have an outdoor privy. Believe it or not. They don't use it, but I could if I wanted to. And if I needed to, I could. In other words, if everything went, you know, if the electricity went off and the water stopped, I can go. Anyway, all toilets and RVs, boats and aircraft. All animal barns. Now get this one. All animal barns are sheds where livestock of any kind is kept or may be kept. Well, you can put livestock in any shed, can you not? They want all road ditches and dry runs. I don't know what a dry run is, and that's what we'd call a dry ditch or dry gulch. All drainage ditches, all drainage tiles, and any other identifiable point from which pollutants are or may be, get that again, may be discharged. Well, any pipe, you could discharge a pollutant through, shouldn't it? It says maybe. You see, this is why I was telling that fellow that was there in Illinois the other night, that was their legislative researcher, said you can't read those summaries. There's a big difference between pollutants are or may be discharged. This bill, as it is written, requires that all private wells be tested. All of them. Okay? How are these going to be tested? It says under the Clean Water Legacy Act, it stipulates that authorized, get this, non-governmental organizations are going to do the testing. They're going to do the research on this. Non-governmental organizations, PETA would fit into that organization. They're non-governmental and they're an organization. The Sierra Club definitely is going to be there with their little test tubes. They'll be eligible to be designated agents. A designated agent can enter private property in order to make surveys and investigations without permission or without warrants. Go back to the Constitution, and I'm not going to get out the portion of the Constitution that has to do with warrants. We just did that a day or two ago. But nobody should be able to come on your property without your permission. And no law official can come on your property without warrants. And here they're going to let the Sierra Club and the PETA people do it. They can be enabled to go on your private property without permission or any evidence of wrongdoing and without due process of law to do their investigating. And by the way, for those of you that live in town,
you say, well, you know, those dumb farmers out there, no big deal. They're probably polluting anyway. They can come onto your private lawns in towns and cities and check your plumbing. I mean, plumbing is plumbing. And we're talking about counties. We're not talking about rural lands. So if you don't live in one of their sustainable communities, if you're out there in a subdivision someplace, get ready.
I'm talking now about Minnesota, but you can bet your bippy it's going to happen in every state in the nation. The Clean Water Bill also states that each property owner served by a community wastewater treatment system under this program must provide an easement to the government to allow for access to the system for management and repairs. Did you get that? Management and repairs? This means that your sewage system, for all practical purposes, now belongs to the government. The government's going to send its agents out. You've got a problem, and we all have problems. I'll bet you they can find... It's just like taking your car in for a repair. I mean, to pass inspection. There's something wrong with every car out there. I used to hang around horse traders a lot when I was a little kid. And this one old gentleman knew horses in and out. I mean, he could see a horse a mile and a half off and tell you exactly what was wrong with him. And he said, every horse has got a hole in him someplace. You just have to find it. By meaning a hole in him, there's something wrong with every one of them. Well, there's something wrong with every sewer system, with every well. You bet you these people will be able to find it. Then they can repair it, and then they can send you a bill. Now, come on, you're listening to a right-wing wacko here that believes they're going to do this to us. All right? I have the documents. I'm just reading from some of the stuff that I have here, ladies and gentlemen. Does the word system include your indoor plumbing? How about your toilets in the house? Based on the definition of sewage system in Minnesota law, it appears that it does. Some legislators in Minnesota are calling this the toilet bill. Just like in Missouri, we called House Bill 1433 the water meter bill. That's what it is. Get ready. And like I said, for people that live in I'm back to Missouri now. For those of you, and we have a lot of listeners in these counties that I just mentioned, because we have an excellent affiliate of California, Missouri, another one in Fulton, Missouri. Hey, they're coming at you. Post Office Box 140, Ashland, Missouri, 65010 is where the Mid-Missouri Regional Planning Commission is. If they would have put a telephone number on there, I would have tried to have gotten them on the air today. But they are going after Cole, Montauk, Callaway, Cooper, Howard, and Boone counties. And as I said, in Missouri, the groundwork is already laid. They've already passed H. Bill 1433. It's already law, and I'm afraid they're trying to establish those water meter bills in our counties. Now, for whatever it's worth, I don't go to towns anymore that have stoplights and cops. I look in my local newspaper, and the biggest part of the newspaper seems like has where the cops have given tickets. They're raising money in this particular town to pay for a new city hall. My grandfather had a nice city hall when he was mayor there, but they've kind of abandoned that one. They've built something that looks more like the Taj Mahal. So I go to a town where there are no parking meters, no stoplights, no express lanes, no homeless people. I do not show my ID at the bank. The only traffic jam is when somebody goes through town on a combine. We do have two gas pumps, and the elevator does hold grain. It doesn't take people up and down in high-rise apartments. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalBenPureSoap.com.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our product or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Turn. Let's go to the telephones. Rich in Missouri. Hi, Rich. You're on the air.
Yeah, Jerry. People keep calling a lot of these things the NGOs, right?
Right. And non-governmental organizations.
I think a lot of times the proper designation should be GSO.
What's that now?
Government surrogate organizations.
The government sure seems to fall in line with these jokers, don't they?
I mean, to be honest, it's like an international, you know, government under the radar that's going on. And in all honesty, I think, you know, if these people show up, there should be sort of a cooperative effort similar to the way a lot of people regard the Endangered Species Act, you know, shoot, shovel, and shut up.
Right.
I mean, it's just, it's getting pretty outrageous. But I really think that there are no more non-government organizations than I'm a government organization.
Well, it gives them, see, to me this is just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it breaks every constitution that was ever written in this country, whether it be the United States Constitution or any state constitution. You can't go around on people's property without their permission. And if you're coming without their permission, then you'd better have a warrant.
Yeah, it's a way of getting around the, quote, government requirement that they have a warrant, because these people are not government. You know?
You see, I don't know how they get anybody to do that. I'd be afraid, wouldn't you?
That's what I said. Shoot, shovel, and shut up.
You know, that happened back during the bootlegging days. It was hard to get government agents to go out into the woods and look for stills. You've heard that old story about the government agents that came up to this little 10-year-old kid and said, hey, I'll give you $5 if you show me where your still is. He said, I can do it. Give me the $5. He says, no, I'm going to show you when I get back. He says, mister, you ain't coming back.
Yep.
So
revenue or stew was
right
to a lot of doggies.
Right. Now, you mentioned shoot, shovel, and shut up. Do I have a minute or 2 minutes here? I have 2 minutes? Just 1 minute. No, I've got 2 minutes. Well, anyway, I can't do what I'm going to do in 1 minute. I'm going to have to wait till after the commercial break, but the thing never kicked in any music. I still have another minute. I'm looking at my clock, which is sitting on my table. Got orders from headquarters today.
Now. I tell you what, instead of just doing that, let's just talk about how you chewed up a minute trying to figure out if you got a minute.
I still got another minute.
You asked me if you had a minute.
And I had 2 minutes.
No, you didn't have 2 minutes.
All right, we still have another minute.
Well, see, your consideration of a minute, and I have to watch you because I know that you'll talk. As soon as the music comes on, you'll stop talking. And so I'm considering the music playing underneath.
All right, now there's the first minute. It was 1 minute ago that I said, do I have a minute or 2 minutes?
Hey, who's running this show?
Now there comes the music. See, I still have a minute.
No, you don't. You have less than a minute.
Well,
now hurry up.
I have 40-some seconds.
All right.
I tell you what. Boy, if good producers weren't so hard to get, but, you know. Anyway, Rich, I appreciate your call. The powers that be are going to make me do away with this clock. They say it looks bad. We have a fancy building here, and your clock looks awful. Well, don't look at it. I'm the one that looks at it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gold just hit a new 16-year high, and the dollar just hit a new 9-year low. Friends, let's do some simple math. Since 2001, gold is up 55%, was $280, now it's $435 an ounce. Just like Swiss America and I have been telling you for years, gold is still the buy of a generation. And Swiss America is a company I want you to call at 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN. Protect your assets from a falling dollar, which boils down to a rising cost of living and rising gold prices. Experts say gold could double. Do the math, please. I don't want to say I told you so again in the year 2005. So call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN, to get their free newsletter and the latest CD, which is a $25 value. That's 1-800-BUICOIN.
Ken Klein, producer, author, and filmmaker, was recently a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show.
From time to time, God's people need to think of prophecy, because prophecy and history are the mountain that we should climb to get an objective perspective on where we're at. We have the technology where everybody could be marked according to what the Bible says would happen.
Get the latest offer from Ken, which includes his 50-minute video, Cracking the Prophetic Code, his 225-page book, America, Globalism, and the False Prophet, plus a bonus 50-minute DVD, Terrorism, America's Response, and a special 3-page report, How to Protect Yourself from Identity Theft. That's a $58 value, delivered to your mailbox for only $30. Send a $30 check, cash, or money order to America's Response Package, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
And we have returned. Now, what I was going to tell Rich about, and I don't think I could have gotten it in that 1 minute, but I could have done it in 2 minutes. He mentioned on the Endangered Species Act, shoot, shovel, and shut up. Now, here's what these folks should have done. But you can't poison them beasts. Now, this took place in Rome, Georgia. It was a CAN, K-A-H-N, cattle company. And anybody that feeds cattle or feeds anything know that the starlings and the sparrows just literally take over. I mean, they come in swarms. They just blacken your feedlot. And anyway, he did what farmers and ranchers have been doing ever since they invented Warbex. And that is, you put a little bit of Warbex on some wheat or something that birds likes, particularly sparrows, and they eat that. And they don't last very long, okay? These fellas were poisoning birds with Warbex. Warbex, you buy it by the case, and all ranchers have it. I when I was out in South Dakota talking to a rancher, I said, you don't have face flies and all up here like we do. And he says, no, he said, everybody up here Warbexes at the same time. And that eliminates most of our fly problem throughout the year. Of course, they have a much shorter grass season than we do anyway. But anyhow, Ken Cattle Company was ordered to pay 95,600 and $64 in restitution. Then they had to pay $170,000 in a criminal fine for legally disposing of hazardous waste. Now, legally disposing of hazardous waste was putting a little bit of it on some grain and letting birds eat it, all right? They ended up, they paid, I didn't add that up, but it's $95,000 and $170,000. And $108,000 of that is going to be used to acquire and preserve wetlands. The two gentlemen, Robert Cann, who owns a cattle company, and Glenn Bramlett, he's their cattle feeder, they'll each spend 60 days in home confinement, perform 160 hours of community service, and serve 1 year of supervised release. Then, on top of these other fines, each man will pay another $15,000 for an unlawfully killing migratory birds. Now, they had to really look to find some migratory birds. They picked up 3,326 dead birds. One was a great horned owl. Those suckers don't migrate. They stay put. Another one was a red-tailed hawk, some mourning doves. I guess that's what was migratory. Canadian geese. There was one mallard duck, a cardinal. But, you know, if they killed 90% of the Canadian geese, there'd still be too many Canadian geese, for gosh sakes. One cardinal, some blue jays, red-winged blackbirds, a brown thrasher, grackles, crows, and cowbirds. Now, I see information coming all the time from the Audubon Society saying, oh, we got to get rid of these cowbirds. Hey, these guys is doing you a favor out there. Because, see, what cowbirds do, they're bad little birds. First of all, they like laying eggs and making love, but they don't like raising kids. So what they do is they do their thing out there in the pasture, and then they jump up in somebody else's nest and put their egg in someone else's nest, like these little song sparrows that you like to hear, you know. And then the cowbird, baby bird, he hatches quick and he grows fast and he shoves the little song sparrow birds out of the nest and he takes over. And these dumb parents say, well, wonder what happened. Boy, that can't be my kid. But anyway, they're in love with it now, so they go ahead and raise it anyhow. And that's why there's so many cowbirds. But I'm watching the clock. See, now I've got Jeff all shook up. He's giving me the signal to hurry, and I'm slowing down because I know how much time I have left. But anyway, these guys, they killed a bunch of birds, and now they're in a whole heap of trouble financially and every other way. And now, it is time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
The clouds that we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making Berkey bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.